For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraf. After 3 weeks on strike, a group of migrant farm workers employed at a tobacco farm in Garrett County, Kentucky, have reached a settlement with the farm's owner. Benny Becker of the Ohio Valley Resource reports.
The workers came from Mexico under the H-2A visa program, which allows foreign nationals to enter the U.S. for temporary farm work. Francisco Gonzalez says he and his co-workers didn't receive a large portion of the wages, reimbursements, and equipment they were guaranteed under the H-2A program.
We hope people who are listening to this radio broadcast will open their eyes and realize what's happening in the world, what's happening to people like us on this farm.
That was Stephen Bartlett translating. Bartlett is the Kentucky field organizer for the Farm Labor Organizing Committee, the union that represented the farm workers. He says the seven workers have received a settlement totaling $20,000 after legal fees that covers about half what the workers say they were owed.
It was a good win for them to come home with money for their families and for the union to show our presence here in Kentucky and the organizing that we're doing.
The union has been active for years in Ohio and the Carolinas, but just began organizing in Kentucky earlier this year. Their work is part of a growing effort to unionize migrant and immigrant workers throughout the United States. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKMS.